You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This gardening feature is brought to you by Harry Humans Garden Centre.
Hi, I'm Jeremy, owner of Harry Humans Garden Centre, and I'd like to invite you to come and experience some genuine retail therapy at our special garden centre, where our friendly and knowledgeable staff are waiting to help you. Come and find the perfect plant, beautiful pot, compost, potting or specialized soils, products to solve a pesky insect or fungal garden infection, and so much more. We strive to have a wide range and fair pricing. We're looking forward to seeing you soon at Harry Humans Garden Center.
It's 10:30 and time for the Garden Zone with our sponsor, Jeremy Fenn from Harry Humans Garden Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And you?
I'm very well, thank you. And welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
And our David is off today.
Yes. So David's not joining us today, but he is listening. He's working hard and listening at the same time. That's what he said.
Like a good David.
I think the Stormers won this weekend. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. I did manage to get to watch the game.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I watched the highlights.
Oh, did you?
I think they haven't been doing too well.
No, they haven't. But this win, they needed this win.
Yeah,
they
that's
definitely
true.
Needed the win. There was also something at Fishhook High School. They had a pre-match Canadian team.
Oh, wow.
Came to play with our first team, Big Boys, and we annihilated them. Shame. I felt so hot, so I was eventually shouting for Canadians.
Okay, that's amazing. Well, yes, at least they're trying.
Well, I'm very proud of the first team. If this is the first team, I'm very proud of, you know.
Yes.
Promising season.
Mm. Okay. Are you quite involved in watching and supporting?
Yeah, all my grandkids play rugby and I'm there.
Okay, perfect.
I'm one of those grannies that run the line.
Okay.
And I'm the one when my grandchild scores a try, I do a press up. I'm one of those grannies.
That is awesome. Yeah. You've got to have that on the side.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, what is our topic this morning, Jeremy?
I thought we would do something that we've done a while ago, but now that we're back on air, you know, in the airwaves,
yes.
I thought we'd do...
Oh, isn't it magic?
So cool to get in the car and then just have the radio on the right station and then you can just drive away. No fiddling with, you know, getting your Bluetooth connected with your, you know, the Wi-Fi or whatever they call
it. And you tuned into Zone Radio 93.3.
Oh. So
yes,
cool.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm really excited that it's back on the
airwaves. So are we.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure there's some, you know, plenty of listeners that are happy to be back on.
A lot of listeners.
Yeah, so what I thought we would talk about is, like, just the gardens around Cape Town. That down.
Yes. There
oh,
we go. There
okay.
We
okay.
Go.
Gotta yes. check the hand signals
yes.
here. I've talked about it before, but I think it's really, really cool that we've got some you have to pay for to go into, but then there are others that are, you know, totally free to go into, and we've got such awesome open spaces. And gardens and stuff like that.
So maybe you can mention the free entrance. I think that's important. There's many, many of our pensioners out there that love gardens and, you know.
Yeah, I'll definitely talk about that. We went on a little trip yesterday. It was actually my 12th wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, congratulations to my wife for 12 years with me. And then we went on a little trip out to Hout Bay, but driving along the Chapman's Peak and, you know, just getting that reminder of exactly where we live.
Yes.
I mean, to be in Cape Town, to be in the South Peninsula, all that stuff. It's just, you don't often think about it because you're just in your zone and you're in your, like, daily grind and you don't think about actually what we have here.
We have many hidden gems. Oh. Many, many.
Crazy, crazy.
Too many to mention.
Yeah. There's opportunity to go and see so much in the Cape. And it just driving that road as well. You just get that, you just, wow.
Yes.
The Cape. Yeah. Never get used to it. That's the problem. Like you go somewhere else and you look at the place and then you come back and you see what we've got.
And the good news, it's on our doorstep.
That is true. Yeah, you don't have to go too far.
No.
Sometimes you can take a
little. You do a scenic drive, but it's not too far. It's not like four hours or 2 hours and an hour and a half to get somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I do like to watch a YouTube channel of a guy that goes into the back roads of America And this past weekend, he's in Florida. And he said, I'm just driving and driving and driving and driving. And he shows what the road looks like. Yeah. And it's just like all the same. Just these like trees on either side. And it's a straight road. And it's just like, for, you know, I haven't been doing a lot of filming, you know, because it's just a road.
Yes.
And it's just the straight road that he's going on forever. So, yeah, luckily we don't have any of that.
Bikers love that, though. They love to hit the road that is just road and road and road.
Yeah, that's where the Karoo is super special.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, the first one I thought we would talk about is obviously Kirstenbosch.
Yes.
It's an amazing
place. It's famous.
Place.
It's on the map.
And yeah, it's on all the heritage sites, and it's been there forever. Unfortunately, that one is not free to go into.
But they do have special prices on certain days. And I think pensioners on a Tuesday, I think, to correct it, might get a free entry.
Yeah, so there's definitely special rates. And I think they maybe do it once a year where it's like a whole week that you can go for free. I think it was actually just maybe a week ago or two weeks ago.
If it's your birthday, you can score as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. Just take your ID. I think you have to take your ID or at least show some sort of identification so that they know you're South African and you're a pensioner, and then you can get in. And I think it was about maybe 2 years ago when people saying, oh, you know, Kirstenbosch going down. You know, we did go through a pandemic. We did go through some times where things were tough. And obviously with management changing and different things, there's going to be ups and downs in the place. But we were actually there in March every year. I take my staff on a trip. Kind of thing. And then this year we went to Kirstenbosch.
Oh.
It's quite a palaver, renting like a big 60-seater bus and, you know, all going along. We've been to the waterfront before and we've been to, you know, Putt-Putt at Sea Point.
Yes. So were you the tour guide?
No, I wasn't the tour guide. No, I was just, there.
You were part of it.
Part of it. And, wow. Everyone, a lot of people hadn't been.
Yes.
So it was quite an experience.
Don't they have dinosaurs there? There's a whole garden laid out, but just of dinosaurs.
Yes, because it's the cycads.
Yes.
You know, those are sort of ancient plants native to or indigenous to South Africa, the cycad plants. And so they have some dinosaurs made out of metal. Yeah.
So it's well planned because the adults will enjoy that part, and the children would enjoy the dinosaurs.
My son was crazy. He was like, no, gotta go find the dinosaurs. I mean, he has seen it before, but you know, this time as well, it's like, oh, I gotta go see the dinosaurs. But, in terms of, it's a big place, you know, there's lots of the lush lawns, and actually, just looking around, it actually looked really good. There's a lot of maintenance that's been happening, and it looked really, really good. We actually did like one of those sort of amazing race things. I used the famous AI and asked it to create a scavenger hunt for little groups of the staff to do.
That sounded like fun.
Yeah. it was a really hot day, and they were like, by the end of it, they came back sweating and they're like, yeah, we really did this, because they had to go to different sections and find specific areas. It was like cryptic clues, and then take photos and do certain things in different areas. And that was obviously quite special as well. But
well done, Jeremy.
Oh, you know. it was cool.
You
are
a man of many talents.
Well, you know, the AI, it helps you along. You know, you just got to think of something and then throw it in there and. But it was well worthwhile, and I think our staff enjoyed the whole trip. But Kirstenbosch is something special because it has different areas. There's a fragrance garden. There's a, you know, the big trees, and you know that things are labeled as well. So it definitely helps when you go. I've said this before, but you go to somewhere where you can actually see how a tree is growing.
Yes,
and you can know, okay, well, this is how, you know, this is a mature tree. It's whatever the name is, and now I really like that one. I wonder if then you can Google it or check it out.
Yes,
but at least then you can actually see what something is going to get to.
Yes.
Because often you go into a garden center, like you come to our garden center, we don't sell, you know, mature 10-year-old, 15-year-old trees, because it just doesn't make sense. But, you know, so you're buying something obviously smaller.
Yes.
And then from there, you can go to somewhere like Kirstenbosch and see what that actually looks like. And that's very handy with all the labels and everything like that. So, yeah, Kirstenbosch.
Yeah, and that's a whole day. It's, if you're going to do a Kirstenbosch, you need to do the whole day.
Yes, take a picnic or go to the restaurant.
And
as
you
well.
Are allowed to picnic, is that right? You are allowed to picnic?
Definitely.
Because I do know there's a restaurant, but picnic, it's lovely because you just sit in nature.
And when you're on the lawns there, you sort of look across the city, but you don't feel like you're in a city.
Amazing.
You know, you're taken out of that sort of environment, and it's right here on our doorstep. I know you can get like those, I think it's like a Friends of Kirstenbosch card or something like that, and then you can pay one fee for the whole year.
Oh.
Those are also quite handy, yes. I think. I might be under correction, but yeah. But then there is this other one quite close to Kirstenbosch, is the Ardern Gardens. You know about that one in Claremont?
No, I was about to say, and where is that? So it's in Claremont. Where is it in Claremont?
It's very near, I'm trying to think of what that primary school is. It's on the main, like on the main road.
Is it near Grove?
Is it Grove
Primary School?
Yes.
It's at the bottom.
Yeah, it's that section there. You come down from Kenilworth and you're coming sort of down the hill.
Yes.
And then before you hit all the whole craziness of Claremont on the left-hand side. And pretty much every time if you drive there on a Saturday afternoon, if you drive past, you're going to see the wedding cars.
Oh, yes, I know exactly. I know what you're talking about. You're actually quite correct. It's just before Claremont.
Yes.
It's actually just before Claremont.
Yeah.
Out of Kenilworth, straight into, and I think Kingsbury Hospital, all of that is on the right hand side.
And it's just before that on the
left.
That's
right. It's, the brides are always there. It's a beautiful garden for brides.
Yes.
Especially Sundays.
Yeah. What I was going to say about it is there's something that I didn't really know, but it's one of the oldest gardens that have been planted. It's from 1845.
1845?
That's when it was started.
See, we take advantage of things, don't we? You know, we drive past, oh, beautiful bride. 1845.
Yes, and that's, it says it's home to the biggest and oldest trees in South Africa. So, you know, a lot of the indigenous stuff doesn't have a massive lifespan just because of how it's been over time. So you get, the fire coming through, everything gets burnt, and then the new stuff comes through. Whereas the European trees from the forests or the exotic trees, they were in the old world forests. They stay there forever, pretty much.
Yes.
I mean, you get the Museum of London of Natural History. I don't know if you know about it. There's a tree that's been cut down, and it's like the size of the studio. In terms of how wide and how big it is, and you can actually see like what they've done is they've put like a tree has ring dates.
Yes.
And then they show you, okay, this is when, you know, like Christ was born kind of thing. I don't know if that was one of the things, but I'm just saying that's how far back it goes.
Again.
And in terms of how old this tree is. So it's a totally different story for the South African trees, but the, you know, the exotic trees, and that's why I suppose this, you know, garden has been going for so long.
Yes.
They talk about a giant Moreton Bay fig that is extremely massive, and that's where all the wedding photos happen.
So is it labeled?
I'm not sure.
Because I know there's no cost. It's a free entry.
That's a free entry one.
And now you've made me want to take a trip, but not on a Sunday, because we won't stand a chance to find a tree. We will try maybe on a Saturday and take. And I wonder if you can picnic there. I wonder.
It does say, there are some beautiful spots for picnics and relaxation.
Oh, there we go.
So yeah. Koi ponds, tranquil ponds. It's so interesting for me that something like that can be in the city. Is there a trust involved that maintains it?
Because it's beautifully maintained.
Yes. And they do say donations welcome. Yes. So I'm guessing that there is some sort of trust involved that keeps everything going. And
I don't think they'll leave a box there for donations, because I don't think it would stay there.
But because a snap scan or something that you can just...
Maybe a snap scan, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, 1845. Well, now you've got my attention.
Yeah, well, then we go to even older one, the Company Garden up in Cape Town.
Yes. I have been there. I've actually sat there and just chilled.
Yes.
So, yes.
Yeah, all those benches.
But I didn't go into detail with trees and all. I just went there to chill.
No, also well kept.
Well, very well kept, yes.
It's obviously a jewel and a tourist attraction.
Yes.
We've got the museum right there. They
And it's also free. It's also free.
Free entry. To go into the company gardens, yeah. Yes. The museum is at the top is for South Africans, I think, very reasonable. I can't remember what I paid for the family the last time, but it was like maybe 50 rand a person or something like that. So it's and that's not bad. Also worthwhile.
Yes.
They have, you know, they've revamped that over the years. I remember going in school to the planetarium and,
yes,
30,
yes.
40 years ago.
Has it changed much?
Yes, they have upgraded a lot of things. Okay. So it modernized and they've added new things and
So a trip to a museum should be a
yeah, as a day a trip. Yeah, going and walking through the gardens.
This is something you can catch a train. This is where you could use that lovely blue train, trip to Cape Town, walk to the gardens, go to the museum. And,
yes.
You know, because parking's always an issue in Cape Town.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That road just next to it, every time we've been there, I think we've gone in the week though. I'm not sure about the weekends, but maybe even the weekends. They've got those very handy guys that walk around with their little machines.
Yes, yes.
And if you can find a spot, then you pay for an hour or 2 hours or whatever. And it's not too bad. I mean, it is Cape Town, but still, as a day trip, a day outing, a morning or whatever, it's well worthwhile.
Yes.
And you've got the squirrels to feed and the birds landing on you and all that sort of fun stuff.
When we were there was when they had the Cape Carnival, the coons, we call them coons, and the minstrels were there. And we went into the garden because it was chaos. And we saw a white squirrel.
An albino.
Albino. It was, it was just awesome. Amazing. And they're not scared of us. They're not scared of us at all.
No, that's true. Yeah, that's why I say if you've got like a handful of stuff, the peanuts or whatever, the birds will land on you. They'll land on your head or they'll land on your shoulder and then they'll try and get it. Very cool. Yeah, and definitely like what we've talked about is free to go into.
Yes.
And then the other one that it's a little bit out of town. That's on the way to Betty's Bay, is the Harold Porter Botanical Garden.
Okay.
No, have you been there before?
No, I haven't. So
it's well worth the trip because there's a section near the bottom where it's like a wetland kind of thing, and there's lots of water and lakes and kind of thing. And then as you go up the hill, a lot of indigenous sort of untouched, I think they, what do they talk about here? The Red Dyser. And the Dyser River Trail starts in there, and then you can actually go quite far into the mountain from the bottom there. But that's actually a really nice trip as well. Betty's Bay is like an hour and a half to get to, so also a day trip.
Judy, hello, good morning, Judy. How's it? Judy says Harold Porter is absolutely stunning.
Wow! Yes.
So thank you for that, Judy.
It is. I haven't been for a while. I've been a few times, but I haven't been for a while. So it's probably on the list to go to again because it's
And this is also a lovely family day trip.
Definitely a family day trip. And I don't know if it's too strenuous. I know you have to go uphill a bit, but
So you need to be a tad fit.
Well, yeah, you can take it slowly.
Take it slowly.
So it's not like a hike, but it's definitely a little bit of an uphill.
Unless your little ones decide to run and then you've got to sprint.
Then you've got to run. That's true. And then one that we've talked about previously as well is the Greenpoint Park.
I have done Greenpoint Park. We've actually done, I've taken the grandkids and they've cycled because you're allowed to cycle.
Yes.
So there's many activities as well as a beautiful garden.
Yeah. No, they really did that well. I think the research I just did was for the part of the 2010 FIFA World Cup.
Yes, it was. And I know if you feel like doing a little bit of exercise, they've got a section there for exercise.
Oh, they've got those like urban mobility kind of things.
And then they've got a little hill that if you feel like rolling down, you can roll down. There's so much activity to do to keep the children entertained.
Yes, and a big there's a couple of children play park kind of things, one for bigger ones and one for little ones.
Yes, definitely.
So also well thought out.
And then, also free. It doesn't cost anything.
Yeah. And then they've got different sections with different plantings. They've gone for the indigenous sort of stuff as well. So you can definitely get...
Is it also labeled? Is it also...
I think so.
I can't remember. I know my focus was the
children.
The activity side. You know? So I think... rollerblading. I think we did rollerblading. So there's a lot of things that we just passed. But we did have a nice picnic. And what I liked about it... They've got covers. You know, you've got, you know, it's all covered for you.
Yes.
You can sit and have your picnic, and it's nicely shaded.
Yes. If you don't find a tree, there is that section with those sort of pergolas and
yes,
and things
and
like
that. You know that you can and you can still keep an eye on your children.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
we haven't been inside for a while. I say these things, but. Always when I come here now, I'm reminding myself where we need to go back.
Yeah, we should.
We actually parked when we went to the Green Day concert a little while ago.
Yes.
We parked at the on that big field on the one side, and then you could walk across. So that also like gave me a reminder. Oh yeah, we haven't come here for a while.
Well, you've given me a great idea about the museum and the gardens. So you know, I'll let you know as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a family day trip, grandchildren and all.
Yeah, it sounds perfect.
Yeah. So have we covered everything? Well, no. I think we have. No. More gardens. No, enlighten me.
Yeah, we can still go for a little bit longer.
No, of course.
We can stay in town.
We can.
and the one up the hill in town in Aranjezicht.
Yes, what is that one called?
Aranjezicht.
City
Farm.
That is where they grow the veggies, and that people can come and help themselves.
I don't know about helping themselves, but they can definitely help.
Yes, they can help, and I'm sure
because they have a market.
It's a market, and I think some time back, and when things were very bad, there were actually people could come and get some veggies, and that because it was people just planted.
Yes, I know they do like educational things there.
Yes,
you can volunteer and get stuck in, and you can also. I think they call them allotments. It's like similar to something that happens in the UK where you don't have a garden big enough to do veggies and stuff. And then they have a common space where you can come and grow your own. So you would have a little section that you can tend.
And that's mine.
And that's yours to produce your veggies or whatever.
I wonder if there's a cost, like a market. You pay so much per...
Yeah. You know, yeah, I definitely have some sort of rental to keep everything going. But yeah, fantastic concept. I was reading that it was... converted bowling greens at one stage that were just sitting there, you know, unused.
Yes.
And they decided, okay, well, let's do a market garden.
I think
kind
it was a fabulous idea.
Yeah, they've got the fruit trees. What's the word? Espalier, I think is the word, where they make them go wide.
When they branch out.
They're on like a fence, so they make it flat.
Okay.
So you could fit more fruit trees into the area. So they've got that on the fences. And then veggie patches
and this is also good. I mean, to get your children involved in learning how to plant.
As I said, they do the workshops.
Yeah, make my garden. You know, but it's also interesting if you take your. This is what you can do, and maybe you can say, "Can I help?" And I know, and I mean, I've been there a few years ago, and that's what happened when I had some visitors from Czech Republic.
Oh wow!
And we went there, and the one is definitely into gardening and that. And he asked, and they allowed him, and he took parts. It was
got
his hands dirty. And I think that's awesome. So I know that was then. I don't know if they still do it, but they did allow our visitor to take part.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure he helped with the weeding and keeping things neat, or did something. But it's an awesome concept, and it's something that we need more of. The one thing that I've sometimes struggled with is that these sort of community gardens pop up every now and again, and everyone gets so excited and they get funding, and then mostly from people overseas, they set up a community garden and then there's no sustainability. You know, they maybe leave and then there's no follow through and things fall apart. So it's a difficult one for me, but it's definitely if there's a core group of people that maintain it and or continue it. And keep things going, then it's an awesome concept. Yeah.
And this one is.
Yeah,
this
that's
one in
definitely,
town definitely is.
Definitely in, they've got some good people.
I think it is definitely for tourists. It is a landmark for tourists as well. So I think all the touring companies, that's definitely a must.
Yeah, there's a little play park as well right next to it. So when we went the last time, the kids also got to play there. And then there's a little bakery, I think, across the road or something, so you can get a little pastry.
Yes.
And then sit in the play park. So yeah, another nice day trip kind of thing, because it is, you know, a little bit of a trip out of the far south.
Yes.
But worthwhile.
But it's not too far.
No, it's not too far.
That's what's nice about it. It's not too far.
Yeah. And then the last one in 1 or 2 minutes that we have talked about a lot. Well, not a lot, but we did mention Babylon's touring. Yeah, I actually suggested that yesterday, but it was a little bit too far. So, we're going to head out there sometime.
And where is that?
That's out in the Winelands.
Okay. All right. So that takes you on a nice road trip.
Yes. Yeah, that's definitely more of a trip. There's a bit of a drive, but well worth it, because it's a big garden, and they also fruit garden and different sections as well. They've got like succulent garden. They've got a bonsai section.
Right, so what is that garden called?
Babylon's Touring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. I think I listened.
That one's not free either, but it's very reasonable. I think it was maybe 60, 80 rand a person.
Oh.
And there's a very nice restaurant and wine tasting and butchery and all sorts of things.
You see,
such
an attraction. There's wine tasting, there's restaurant, there's something for everybody.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right.
But also, tranquil garden. So you can go and see some.
I think all gardens are tranquil when you just make your way there and you just sit down and, then you just, it's like we're so close to the sea.
Yes.
You just sit there and you just listen to the waves crashing on shore. Mm-hmm. And somehow it just does something to you, doesn't
Definitely.
It?
Definitely.
You know.
Yeah, it takes some time.
Takes you down memory lane, wherever you are. Takes you on a trip. So,
yes.
Jeremy, is that all?
That is
time
it.
Is up for us right now?
Yes.
Actually, we've done very, very well.
Yes.
So, you just need to let everyone know, everyone knows we're Harry Humans, and they can always contact Harry Humans. You don't have to give your number out.
Yes.
And,
come and visit. That's the best thing.
Yeah.
You know, people ask me all the time, like, oh, have you got an online store? And then I say, well, the problem is that garden centers are an experience.
Yes.
And that's what we create at the garden center.
Your garden center is beautiful. I mean, you walk in, it's colorful and it's vibey and it's really a buzz.
Yes.
So, yes, well done, Jeremy.
Oh, thank you.
So you'll be back in
two weeks' time.
Have a liquor day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Cheers.
This gardening feature was brought to you by Harry Humans Garden Center.
Hi, I'm Jeremy, owner of Harry Humans Garden Center, and I'd like to invite you to come and experience some genuine retail therapy at our special garden center, where our friendly and knowledgeable staff are waiting to help you. Come and find the perfect plant, beautiful pot, compost, potting or specialized soils, products to solve a pesky insect or fungal garden infection, and so much more. We strive to have a wide range and fair pricing. We're looking forward to seeing you soon at Harry Humans Garden Center.